I think we have three words which we underlined last time. We spoke of triple transformation: the psychic transformation, spiritual transformation, and supramental transformation. So, we shall start with the first one, psychic transformation. There is a difference between change, conversion, and transformation. These are three different words which are similar to each other, but technically they are having different meanings. Change is only a shift from one point of concentration to another. Conversion is a more durable shift. There is a very interesting book by William James which is called Varieties of Religious Experience, in which he has devoted one full chapter on conversion. And to make the idea of conversion very simple, he has distinguished between two parts of our mind. One part he calls hot place, another part he calls it cold place. He says every human being has two parts of his mind, hot place and the cold place. Hot place is the place from where one's own dynamic activities emanate. One is conscious of that part, one feels vibrant with that part, one feels alive with that part, one feels thrilled with that part, excited about that part. One is able to give ready responses when one touches that part. That is hot place. All the rest is cold place. Our totality of consciousness, which is not in the hot part, is in the cold part. Now something that is in cold part today, if it shifts to the hot part, it is change. But if this becomes a more durable shift, then we call it conversion. Suppose, for instance, today I read a newspaper and I come across an advertisement saying there is a conference in the United States of America on such and such a date. I simply read it. It's simply a kind of information given in the paper. It makes no meaning to me, no impression on me. So it goes into the cold part. I take notice of it, but it is so faint, it goes into the cold part. After a few days, a friend comes to me and says, I am going to America for this conference. And then he says, now you must also come to me and come with me. And he arranges for my visit. And then I go there and I happen to meet some very important people which affect my life tremendously. Now that conference, which was simply a faint ray in my mind, now becomes a very important part of my life, that event, and begins to occupy me very much, and I am in a hot part as far as that conference is concerned. Now this is called a shift from cold to the hot part. But then supposing that that conference becomes a permanent conference, a continuing conference, and then I happen to be associated with it full time, then my whole life shifts from what was before and it becomes centered into that conference. So that means that I am converted, my whole life is converted into the conference. It is not merely a change, it is a conversion actually. My whole being, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, my programs, my activities, all of them begin to center around that conference. Now this is an example of conversion in ordinary life. But at a deeper level, certain ideas which today were simply a passing ideas, if they happen to become very central to me, the ideas about God, ideas about soul, about destiny, aim of life. Yesterday they were simply matters of passing interest, and suddenly now they begin to become more important to me. Then a shift has taken place, a change has taken place. I begin to take interest in these matters. Whenever somebody talks of God, my ears are pricked, and I begin to listen to that much more seriously. But then a point may come when my whole life is centered in search of God. Nothing else matters. My relationships, my activities, my thoughts, my feelings, all begin to turn towards God, then that is a state of conversion. In a state of conversion, there should be a state of durability. In a mere change, it is simply a passing movement from cold to the hot place, but I don't get anchored into it. When I become anchored into it, then it's a state of conversion.